number two right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get started with the top three stories here for you, and then want to get into tourism a little bit. So first of all, a second batch of Biden classified documents has been discovered, further complicating or making it at least interesting as it pertains to the Department of Justice doing an investigation into the first batch. The Pentagon has officially lifted their COVID-19 vaccine mandate. We've been talking about this for a couple months. It kind of looked like it was coming, that they were going to do it. And sure enough, they have gone ahead and removed that vaccine mandate. By the way, Supreme Court had decided earlier that they were not going to hear the vaccine mandate case. Like, they wouldn't hear any cases pertaining to vaccine mandate, at least this session. And then the FAA resumed U.S. domestic flights after a system-wide failure, malfunction, halted air traffic. They shut down air traffic for a couple hours this morning, grounded all air traffic. That did cause, of course, a spike in cancellations, because as you get, you know, as you delay flights for a couple of hours, then you got to make up those flights. Well, in the meantime, the flights that were supposed to go out in a couple hours, they're going to either have to get delayed for a couple hours or just cancel them, and they end up getting canceled. 1,319 flights canceled today. So just to give you an idea, here in the Pensacola area, 11. We had 11 flights canceled at the Pensacola airport due to the government outage, which is not too bad here in our airport. So there's, it's just one of those things. I have a friend who was supposed to, he wasn't here, he's in a different place, but he was supposed to fly out this morning. He called me up. Have you seen what's going on at the airport? I was like, yeah, I've been seeing it all morning. I was on my way to the airport and I got an alert that my flight was canceled. And I thought they were all fixed with this. And I'm not even flying Southwest. I'm like, it's not a Southwest problem. It's a FAA problem. And, you know, I was saying earlier, I find it hard to believe it's not a hack of some sort. But Pete Buttigieg came out, the transportation secretary, said so far they have no evidence that it was any kind of hack or anything like that. It's just just a failure. Like, it just, the systems just went down, just happened to go. It just seems weird. So Southwest Airlines, when their whole thing happened, it was because of, you know, they basically were saying it was a outdated system. I don't want to say a malfunction. It was an outdated system problem with Southwest Airlines. So is that what's going on with FAA as well? You know, it's like, what's going on with all with it? It's just weird, right? It just seems like a strange coincidence. So, but maybe it is. Either way, flights got back up and running again today, and only 11 flights canceled here in our area. Now, speaking of flights, you know, a lot of the flights that come here are tourists. And so with that, we have a new report from Visit Pensacola that 2022 was another record for tourism. 2021 was a record. 2022 is a record now. Now, apparently, Escambia County saw a 23.5% increase in the collection of tourism development tax in 2022. And now it doesn't mean we had a 22% increase in overall tourism, because there was actually a discount last year's tax, like a 5-cent tax discount. So it's not a complete thing, but it still does show that there was an increase. And there's starting to become concerns that if we continue to have this kind of increase in tourism here in the Pensacola area, that we're not going to be able to, it's not going to be sustainable. And so I'm like, okay, why do you say that? Why would it not be sustainable? Now, I know it seems like every time you go to the beach, go to Pensacola Beach, there's a lot of traffic now. I mean, it's not like Blue Angels traffic, right? But there's still a lot of traffic every time you go out to Pensacola Beach now. And so that's one of the things that's going on is, well, there's not enough parking to handle all the people who keep trying to go to the beach, particularly on the weekends. The other thing, though, is we reported this a couple of times last year right here on Pensacola right now, which is Pensacola has the highest hotel rates in the state of Florida. That is shocking. When you're talking about places like Tampa and Miami and Orlando and Jacksonville and Destin and Pensacola, Pensacola Beach has the highest hotel rates. The average hotel rates at one point was over $230 a night. And some places almost $300 a night for just a regular average hotel. And so they were saying it's really unsustainable already when it comes to lodging. We don't have enough lodging on the beach to be able to handle all the traffic that keeps trying to come there. So between lodging or the lack of lodging, the low amount of lodging, and the lack of transportation, like parking areas, is becoming a bigger and bigger concern. Yet at the same time, what do you want to do? Tell people, hey, don't come here? No, we don't want to say that, obviously. So what Visit Pensacola is going to be trying to do is they're going to be trying to do a little bit more of marketing to try to get people to come, say, like in like throughout the year. Instead of just bunching it up during spring break or during summer break, try to make Pensacola a year-round destination location. And according to them, they were saying that they do believe that we can become a destination location, but will that reduce the people in the summer? Probably not still. It won't reduce people in the spring either. It'll just be more people. But if we're a year-round destination location, then a lot of the businesses that shut down after the summer will be able to stay open. And then as they're able to stay open and more tax dollars come in the system, then you're able to get more, like other businesses would be willing to come in, like lodging places would be willing to come in. A lot of lodging places don't want to come in because after the summer, they're like, no, then we're dead and we're losing money every month. But if it could become a year-round, you know, tourism destination, then it would attract more lodging places, and then they could worry about parking later or shuttles or something like this. So just a little heads up right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, let's get traffic on the five. Sorry.
On Highway 90, we are showing some delays as you move out of Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge. Also, 98, if you're heading towards Tiger Point from Gulf Breeze, expect some slowdowns. Basically, once you get out of Gulf Breeze proper, you're going to see slowdowns all throughout the nature preserve. Clears up after Gondolier Boulevard, and then typical delays on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow moving in both the north and southbound lanes. See something else? Just give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So speaking of tourism, so we're talking about how 2022 was a record year for tourism in Pensacola, which beat the previous year. That was a record year. And there's some people getting concerned that it's not sustainable. We don't have the lodging. We don't have the parking to be able to handle the number of people who keep coming here every year. And if we keep growing at a rate of 15% more tourists to 20% more tourists every year, then it's not going to take very long before it's just too many people. Well, there's a different kind of tourism from Florida that's starting to build some buzz. And that would be space tourism. Space Florida CEO says that there has been a total of 639 humans that have flown into space. 639. That's actually not as many as I would have thought, really. I don't know if that's a lot or a little, but I mean, that's over a 70-year period when we've been doing the space race, you know, been going to space, 639 individuals. I mean, I guess it's a pretty good number. Well, Space Florida is saying that number will probably double within the next 10 years. We'll have at least 1,200 to 1,300 people who will go to space over the next 10 years. And by then, they'll be in full-blown, like, ready for space tourism. And then it'll just really ramp up after that. So, yeah, be kind of interesting. When they're up there, they're going to have to deal with a little something called space junk. Apparently, Space Florida, as well as NASA, as well as many others, are concerned about space junk. It's cluttering up not just the space area, but a lot of the space junk is coming down, and it's not disintegrating when it enters the atmosphere, and instead it's landing in our oceans, and so there are many in Florida who are concerned that this is going to screw up fisheries. It's going to mess up reefs. Space junk. Space junk's going to mess up. Can you believe this? Next thing you know, we're going to have space garbage men. I'd do that job. I'd be a space garbage man.
It's all about creating more jobs.
That's what we got, creating jobs, yeah. Space garbage man. You just go there with a big old net, and you just scoop everything, just like you're scooping fish out of the ocean. You just do it with all the space junk. Then what do you do with all the space junk after you've collected it all? That's the question. I guess you just throw it at Russia. I'm just kidding. Just a big ball of space junk headed towards Russia. No. We would just launch it out into deep space. Eventually, there's some planet out there that's going to be like, why do we keep getting all this broken metal and plastic and stuff that keeps... It's like every month, we get a big wave of it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, yeah, WALL-E. I forgot about WALL-E, all the space junk that was in WALL-E. And then, of course, the planet was basically junk. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sanford and Son, The Next Generation. I would watch that. That would be pretty good. I'll watch him deal with all the junk. You know, I would be the Sanford and Son up there, just having a good old time, just collecting all the junk, doing different stuff with it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I don't know if you heard the story. You know what? I don't want to cover it. It's just, I just want to get into it. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says they're still working to figure out what caused the FAA system outage that has led to thousands of flight delays. Buttigieg says so far no indication it was a cyber attack, but they're not ready to rule it out. Federal agencies twice the amount of fentanyl pills in 2022 than the year before. The DEA says it seized more than 50 million fake prescription pills laced with the deadly drug last year, and also saying that two drug cartels are largely responsible for smuggling fentanyl into the U.S. Damages caused by the recent California storms could reach $1 billion. Severe weather has slammed the state since the start of the new year, and some areas have seen hurricane-force winds and gusts up to around 60 miles an hour. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin is now out of the hospital completely. He was admitted to the Buffalo General Medical Center on Monday for testing after leaving the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. And the team or the hospital in Buffalo essentially saying that Hamlin was well enough and free to go about recovery on his own and with the Buffalo Bills medical team. So great news there, Bobby.
Yeah, that is good news for him. Hopefully he continues to recover. In the meantime, I just saw, I covered last hour that Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback for the Dolphins,
right,
is still going to be on concussion protocol and probably will not be able to play in the wild card game against the Bills this week.
Also,
you know, I feel like he ought to sit. I feel like he should be out for the season. I mean, three concussions, they ought to have some sort of rule like that. Two concussions out for the season, three concussions out for the season or something like that.
Yeah, well, I believe that he has been ruled out already.
Yeah. What I just saw, it looks like he's ruled out. Yeah.
Yeah. So and he basically will be ruled out for the season because their Dolphins aren't beating the Bills without him. But
well, I guess that's true. Yeah.
But I think you're right. You know, especially with for all that we've seen in the NFL about concussions and the black eye that the league has taken over the last several years about player safety. And, with the situation about DeMar Hamlin, there was a lot of criticism about, the Thursday night football games, the extra regular season game. And just, a lot of people say, like, look, if you really care about player safety, are these really things that we should be doing? And yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, there's committees and, you know, there's the competition committee and all these various sorts of folks that I think will look at that. But, you know, I don't think it'll really get to anything more than that. You know, I think it's really incumbent upon team doctors, the independent neurologists. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we saw with Tua, is, you know, there's cracks in that sort of setup too, because
yep.
they missed stuff and they missed stuff with Tua this year. So
yes, they did. Yep, exactly. And there was, I can't remember the quarterback now, but I think he was the Steelers quarterback who, like halfway through the week of practice, he finally went and told the coaches, "Hey, so I'm pretty sure I have a concussion." Mm-hmm. Like, he self-reported his concussion. If he wanted to, he could have done what literally thousands of other players have done over the course of the NFL and then just hide it and just go, "I'm fine. I want to keep playing." But fortunately for his own personal health, maybe to the detriment of his starting position, but
yeah.
For his health, he finally, halfway through the week, decided, and he's married, might have a little something to do with his wife, you know, but he finally self-reported that he's got concussion.
And that's such a big part of it, because, you know, I mean, you have to take the decision out of the player's hands. But, you know, just yeah. Go back to the start of this year where Tua Tagovailoa came into the season full of skepticism from everybody, wondering if he was the guy that the Dolphins wanted to build around. So you have an athlete, a competitor who wants to be the guy, and he's going to do everything he can to try to prove that he is. And then, you know, this is what happens.
He's not going to want to sit.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just the way it is. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 not seeing anything out of the ordinary to slow you down. We are going to see some typical afternoon delays as you move northbound on 29 towards Muskogee Road, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. And 98, if you are leaving Gulf Breeze proper heading towards Tiger Point, expect slowdowns right around Gulf Breeze Hospitals, where they will start up, and that's going to continue until you get over to the lights again at near Gondolier Boulevard. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're going to get your daily dad joke. So stick around for that next. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's hit our daily dad joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
Sylvester Stallone said he wants to make a movie about classical music. He says, "I'll be Beethoven." Jean-Claude Van Damme says, "Okay, I'll be Mozart." Arnold Schwarzenegger says, "Okay, I'll be Bach." Did you know that 10 plus 10 and 11 plus 11 are the same? Yeah. 10 plus 10 equals 20. 11 plus 11 equals 22. It's 22. Yeah. Let's go right now, Bobby Ross.
I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I get down the stairs.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you could text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you is second batch of Biden classified documents have been discovered. And in just what? I guess the other ones were discovered in November. They're just now being relayed to us now. And now the second batch was just discovered. The Pentagon has lifted the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. No word yet on whether they'll reinstate people who were let go. Probably not. And then the FAA has resumed U.S. domestic flights after a system malfunction halted all air traffic. In fact, I mean, it was very bizarre for me to see that there was you know, all flights were grounded for a couple of hours. And so now flight cancellations gone up another four since the hour started. We're at 1,323 cancellations. 9,585 delays, which of course most of those were this morning. Got a text here that says, yeah, the wife was supposed to fly out at 1:30. She's flying out in 5 minutes, but it will not get to New York City until 1 a.m. due to the delays in Atlanta. Yeah, it's gonna be a memorable flight experience. That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be memorable. That's the way we're gonna look at it. Yeah. Speaking of memorable, you know, we see whales that get beached, unfortunately, happens quite a bit, and we've even had them here in our area. Flagler County, Florida, though, had a 21-foot orca that washed up on the beach, and marine biologists with SeaWorld and officials with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission were called to try to help out. The orca washed up on the beach and really didn't last that long. It doesn't sound like from the reports. They were trying to get it to get it back in the water there for a while. Some people were, but then it apparently died pretty quickly. So now they'll be disposing of it. But man, orcas are just gorgeous creatures. They're gorgeous, but that's weird when you see these big giant things wash up on the shore. You know,
could you imagine being on the beach and seeing? No. I don't like I've seen an orca at SeaWorld, but that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Same here.
Like
that's
on
about it.
The beach. That is crazy. I had to read that Facebook post like three times. Like, wait, where is this at? What happened?
Yeah. Flagler Beach. It's crazy. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's talk sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight. Milwaukee Bucks against the Atlanta Hawks at 6:30, followed by the Phoenix Suns against the Denver Nuggets. And then in college basketball on ESPN2, number 4 Alabama is playing number 15 Arkansas. It's going to be on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. Then on FS1, Creighton will play number 12 Xavier at 6 o'clock. Then the late games on ESPN2 will be number 17 TCU playing number 10 Texas. Then TNT has NHL hockey tonight. Beginning at 6:30, it's the Nashville Predators against Toronto Maple Leafs. And at 9 o'clock, San Jose plays LA. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by Career Source Escarosa. I-10, we are starting to see our slowdowns near Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction on I-10 before you get to the exit. Expect a little patch of slowdowns. Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. You'll see your afternoon slowdowns on the bridge, as well as 29, moving northbound towards Muskogee Road. Expect some delays on Pine Forest, north and southbound, in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow moving, as well as right near Five Flags Speedway. We're seeing slowdowns in both the north and southbound direction on Pine Forest. And lastly, on 98, expect your delays leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point in the eastbound direction. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Career Source Escarosa's Career Fair. Tables are still available for employers. It's on January 26th at the fairgrounds, and you can visit careersourceescarosa.com for details. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. NFL players have launched an all-pro team. This is the first all-pro team that was launched by the by NFL players. So NFL players are choosing basically who among their peers they believe are the best players. For example, Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback. Running back, Josh Jacobs. Receivers, Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams. Tight end, Travis Kelce. Then on defense, you got people like Nick Bosa, Myles Garrett, and Aaron Donald. Then Roquan Smith, Fred Warner, Darius Slay. And then Pensacola native, Jeremy Reeves was voted best special teams player, one of the best special teams players for the Washington Commanders. So congratulations to Jeremy Reeves. In other sports news, Lamar Jackson's status remains uncertain with the playoff game against the Bengals. Tua Tagovailoa won't play for the Dolphins in the wild card game against the Bills. DeMar Hamlin has been released from the hospital now and is going to continue his rehab at home and with the Bills. In the NBA, the Cavs' Ricky Rubio has looking at returning to the Cavs a year after being out with a knee injury. In tennis, Naomi Osaka has revealed that she's pregnant following a shocking withdrawal from the Australian Open. And we just got breaking news here. New York Jets have parted ways with their offensive coordinator, Mike LaFleur. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Before we get to my next story, we've got a pair of tickets to give away. You can, if you want to go check out Pensacola Opera's performance of La Boheme. Well, that's going to be January 20th and 22nd at the Singer Theater. And if you'd like to see it, we've got the pair of tickets for you right now. Just text in the word, I was going to say Boheme, but who knows how to spell that. So just text in the word, huh? Yeah, it's at the Singer. So we'll just do, I don't want to say that either. Text in Bohemian. If you misspell it, so what? Just blah, 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 blah.
I won't know the difference. So
exactly. It's fine. It's going to be fine no matter what. We won't know. So just text in the word Bohemian to 850-437-1620. If you text that in, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets. So there is there's a new report out about the states that have the longest life expectancy. The longest life. And it actually kind of surprised me a little bit. So the bottom states did not surprise me. Mississippi was dead last. 71.9 years old on average. Life expectancy. West Virginia was next, 72.8. Louisiana, Alabama, Kentucky. That rounds out your bottom five. Honestly, none of those really surprised me. These are states that are known to be the highest obesity rates in the country. There's crime in Louisiana, particularly. There's just different things like that. The top states, though, it surprised me. Number one state with the longest life expectancy, Hawaii. And so initially it surprised me just because I just wouldn't have thought that. Like somebody said, where's the best life expectancy? I don't know. I might have said us, Florida, or I might have said California, Colorado, someplace where there's a lot of health and fitness and stuff. Hawaii. I'm like, first I'm surprised, then I'm like, wait a minute, that is paradise. So if you live there, it makes sense you're going to have a longer life expectancy because you're living in paradise. I don't know. Life expectancy there, by the way, is 80 years old. Where did Florida fall on the list? Well, we came in 19th overall, so at least we're in the top half of things. Average life expectancy, 77.5 years old here in Florida. So the top five, by the way, was Hawaii, Washington, Minnesota, California, and then Massachusetts. Actually, Massachusetts and New Hampshire were tied for fourth place. So right there. So yeah, I thought that was kind of an interesting one right there. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, and then we've got your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner. By the way, if you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620.
When the rain came.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We got your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner, coming up here shortly. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, thousands of flights not leaving on time after a nationwide ground stop this morning caused major disruptions. FlightAware says more than 9,200 flights have been delayed so far, another 1,300 getting canceled altogether. Trying to rack our brains together, we believe that the last time there would have been a nationwide ground stop would have been on 9/11. Many Californians may now have to check their insurance policies following a bout of severe weather. The Insurance Information Institute says a standard plan for your home or condo does not cover damage from a flood, of course, something that Floridians are very familiar with. Mudslides and similar events also are not found on plans. The nation's COVID public health emergency is being extended. The Biden administration renewed it as a new Omicron variant spreads. The new subvariant could cause another wave of hospitalizations this winter. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy won't call on New York Congressman George Santos to step down for fabricating key parts of his resume and background. McCarthy told reporters he sticks by the Constitution and voters elected Santos to serve. And Bobby, I'm just curious to see where this goes and where ultimately you think this finishes, because, you know, for as much as Congressman Santos may say he's not going anywhere, I just kind of feel like ultimately the pressure may get too much. Or because in watching what happened on the House floor last week, it almost looked like that he was just kind of the guy on the outside that nobody wanted to let in. And I just wonder if that's going to continue or if just over time this kind of goes away. But I don't think it will.
It could go away. But at the same time, this guy does not seem like he's a man of integrity. I don't think that's a big leap to say that. I'm not trying to disparage him, right? It's just he's got some evidence there showing he doesn't have a whole lot of integrity. And so this is the way I look at it. You can put all the pressure you want to on him, but the way he's looking at it is he's making $175,000 a year by being a congressman right now, so he ain't going to do anything, whether you like it or not. So
yeah,
whether he gets on committees or any, he doesn't care. This guy's in it for himself. So he's just going to collect his money, and it'd be up to the taxpayers in his district to on whether they'll reelect him or not next time around. So that's the way I look at that going down. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
No major delays to report on I-10, I-110. We're just seeing slow-moving traffic on Avalon Boulevard or near Avalon Boulevard. This is when you're going on I-10 eastbound direction right before you get at that exit. We do have a small accident. Accidents in the westbound direction, so really not seeing any major slowdowns due to the accident, but we are just seeing the typical afternoon delays as you're getting off at that exit. We have an accident on Pine Forest. This is going to be on Pine Forest right near Five Flags Speedway, causing delays in both the north and southbound lanes. And then typical traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point on 98. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So top stories at foxnews.com, our national news partner. Top story is DOJ feels the heat to appoint a special counsel after a second batch of classified documents have been found. Of course, that's one of the top three stories we've been covering throughout the show here. So, I mean, they were already doing an investigation into the first batch of classified documents. You know, are these tied? Or is the second batch tied to the first batch? You know, don't really know. But the Department of Justice is already looking into it, so I'm sure they'll make a decision there. Another top story on FoxNews.com. Supermodel Tatjana, I'm sorry if I mispronounced her name. Supermodel Tatjana Patitz. She was a supermodel in the 1990s. She has died today at the age of 56. And so very young. But all that was reported is that she died at an illness. So some sort of illness. But yeah, 56 years old. It's fairly young. Sheesh. Then, the other top stories of foxnews.com Lawmakers torch Biden admin official. He perjured himself. Well, in case you haven't followed this, we're no sooner like the first full week with the Republican Congress, and they're trying to impeach Department of Homeland Secretary, talking about Congress, they're trying to impeach the Department of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. So according to this Texas lawmaker, Pat Fallon, says that Alejandro Mayorkas has perjured himself, and he's failed to maintain operational control at the southern border, and he has lied to Congress. And that's why they feel like he's got impeachable offenses. So there you go, that. And finally, the top story, this one just came out here a little bit ago. Rock icon Jeff Beck, the guitarist, has passed away today at the age of 78. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Bob Dylan wrote 17 known drafts of his 1983 song Joker Man before deciding on the final version. Wrote 17 drafts that we know of. Kenny Rogers started his professional music career playing upright bass in a jazz trio back in the 1960s. That's pretty cool. Mirrors are actually light green. They're created using a type of green glass with a silver backing. But you can't see the green because you're just seeing your reflection. But the actual true color of a mirror is light green. We talked about this when the second Blade Runner came out a couple years ago. But the original Blade Runner movie was set in 2019. So if you remember watching Blade Runner, they expected that to be a few years ago. 4 years in the past. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.